Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
In early May, I was part of a group that planted the first vegetable seeds and seedlings in former flower beds on the Vermont Statehouse lawn. With that, Vermont became the first state in the nation to devote part of its statehouse lawn to growing vegetables. On October 20th, we gardeners made the final harvest and brought the food to the two recipients for almost all the previous formally harvested food, the city food pantry and a soup kitchen. I say the formally harvested food because some things were munched on by passers-by, directly from the plant. I treasure my photos from the Independence Day crowd, with little kids sneaking fresh peas from the garden. Rather than going to the food pantry, those peas taught kids that good food comes directly from the vine, and I'm completely okay with that. The total formal harvest was nearly 300 pounds of vegetables, including 80 pounds of lettuce, 63 pounds of cabbage, 48 pounds of beets, and 34 pounds of chard. Minor vegetables, 3 pounds or less of each, included chives, marjoram, and marigold blossoms. Yes, marigold blossoms. I didn't know they were edible before, but this particular variety had a wonderful citrusy flavor, and its golden colors complemented or livened up anything it was put on. The marigold blossoms were put on pizza slices served at Montpelier's Farmer's Market. A small amount of food was harvested one day and sold to the operators of a wood-fired pizza oven who sell slices at the market. Our group then donated the money they paid us to the food pantry, and we used the opportunity to tell more people at the market about the garden and to recruit volunteers for next year's garden, if we get permission to continue the experiment. We think the experiment was a great success. The vegetables were designed to be not only productive, but also beautiful, and they were widely regarded as at least as attractive as the flowers they replaced. As one resident put it, "I just enjoy having the vegetables there instead of the flowers, and I like the idea that we're using that land for more reasonable purposes, and for real purposes, even while it's being decorative." The garden consists of just 2 beds, each 3 feet wide by 70 feet long. If these 2 beds could produce so much food, think what could be accomplished by turning flower gardens into vegetable gardens on all sorts of public and publicly accessible land. Courthouses, schools, hospitals, churches, even businesses. Last week I discussed the idea that anyone with access to land has a job, since land can be so productive. Well, how about this job for someone who is unemployed or underemployed? Approach an individual, a business, or a public institution that now has flower beds, or even just lawn, and propose to install and maintain an ornamental food garden next year. You get to harvest the food, for your own use or to sell, and the landowner gets cost-free landscaping that is attractive and so distinctive that it can even be used in marketing. You're welcome to use photos from our website, vermontstatehousegarden.org, to illustrate what's possible. You need good garden design and gardening skills to produce the results we got, however. Or maybe local churches, food pantries, and other organizations could take on such a project as a teaching tool for some of their food aid clients. Pair one accomplished gardener with a small group of aspiring gardeners and create gardens that teach skills and feed hungry people and their families. We Vermont Statehouse gardeners drew our inspiration from the campaign to get the Obamas to plant a garden on the White House lawn, as well as the larger edible landscape movement. I'm glad to see similarly inspired people working all around us. FoodWorks in Montpelier has been teaching low-income people to garden in their backyards for years. Montpelier's Parks and Recreation Department has planted plum trees, and the state's groundskeeper for the Statehouse complex has planted blueberry bushes there. Plus, local businesses and nonprofits have sprung to our assistance. As the industrial food system becomes more risky and expensive, we'll need all the creativity we can get to feed ourselves affordably. Beautiful edible gardens like those on the Statehouse lawn are a natural step in the right direction. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.